sex with a stranger. All you need is a little imagination. Hey, I think that we've known each other long enough for me to share some of my true life stories with you. You know, the stories that you usually don't tell unless you're in the company of really close friends, a large blender, tequila, and maybe a few shot glasses. This actually came up the other day while my sweetie and I were traveling down memory lane. You know, the conversation that starts with a, remember the time? Well, it happened about 8 years ago. I had taken a new job down south, and I didn't know anyone in the town that I moved to. My work frequently put me in bars and clubs, and that has never been my scene. This one particular night, as I was leaving the club, this abnormally good-looking guy offered to help me carry some boxes to my car. I mean, he was so good-looking that I couldn't look at him because I was sure that my mouth would remain open and I wouldn't be able to take my eyes off him. Short story shorter, he carried the boxes to my car. I looked into the bluest eyes I'd ever seen, and words that didn't belong to me but came out of my mouth said, I'd love to make breakfast after waking up next to you in the morning. I'm not really sure where that came from because I don't cook, but I did. It was the most amazing, uninhibited night of sex that I'd ever had. He never asked my name, nor I his. Okay. Well, the truth of the matter was that we didn't have to ask. We already knew. We had been dating for over 2 years at the time, and we had just engaged in our first night of role-playing. Now, we look back and laugh at all the fun and all the things that we learned from our impromptu acting classes. We both learned that I do not like to be spanked, and he doesn't like when I play doctor with the plastic gloves. Recently, I read an article in Men's Health that talked about this very issue. It gave examples of different role plays that couples participated in, and the magazine even went as far as to do a survey of 4,000 men and women and asked them what role-playing scenarios they would actually consider. I've included the top five on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being no way and 10 being that would be hot. Now, strangers in the bar, women, 8, men, 9. Pilot and flight attendant, women, 8. Men, 8. Employee and female boss, women, 6. Men, 9. Professional and co-ed, women, 7. Men, 8. And rich man and French maid, women, 7. And men, 9. I gather from this study that a man is pretty much down for any type of role play. The funniest part of all was reading this article to my man, whose first response was, "My eyes aren't blue." Of course, all I could say was, in my fantasy, they were. You know, you don't have to be face-to-face to role-play either. Try it. The key is that both people know that they are playing a role and stay in character until all actors exit the theater.